here at Commodity Classic. First of all, what kind of representation do we have from North Dakota here at Classic this year? Good crowd?
We do. We have both the Growers Board and the Corn Council has a board member. So we have a handful of North Dakota leaders here. And they're among the most engaged. You know, they are the ones that are out in D.C. and talking to our congressional delegation throughout the year. And so a lot of these issues, they kind of come full cycle. And sometimes it's more than once, and sometimes they're revisited. So it'll be a really good group. We do have a couple of growers that got their flights canceled with the blizzard in North Dakota yesterday. And so we still have a couple more coming this evening.
Corn Congress kind of culminates everything. We bring all the work each state's been doing on policy. Anything to kind of bubbling to the surface at our priorities for North Dakota?
Yeah, we've had a lot of talk about the mandatory base acre update that came forward last summer at the Corn Congress in Washington, D.C. It is currently part of the National Corn Policy Book. There will be some attempts to modify that from a couple of other states. So we had all those states in today to the North Dakota-Colorado caucus. And, you know, we had some really good dialogue and some new perspectives come to light. And so it's anybody's guess how that is going to turn out. It is not until tomorrow we'll be talking with our other states on that. So I'm sure there'll be a lot of informal discussions here. You know, the issue is doing a mandatory update would be tremendously financially beneficial for North Dakota corn growers. It just doesn't reflect what the current practices are right now. That being said, the other part of the debate is, you know, it's an uphill battle. You're going to have other parts of the country. You have other commodity groups that are strongly opposed to it. Is it realistic? And so those are some of the talking points in that whole discussion.
For the folks at home, for them to understand how intense this is, it really gets to be a lengthy and very deliberate process.
Oh, for sure. And it is really interesting to watch the whole process. You know, it's named Corn Congress for a reason. You know, every little word, whether you use the may or shall, it is reflective of some of those committee meetings on Capitol Hill. But they take it seriously because it does matter. When you have the powerful corn lobby on the Hill in D.C., you know, we have to give direction to the National Corn Board and the National Corn Staff. What are the priorities? What are they sent up there to do? And so this is the time that is decided among all of the corn state delegates.
Well, and it really is a grassroots type of process, and that has to resonate in D.C.
Oh, absolutely. And it comes from, I know our board members, I'm sure the other states it's the same. You know, they come from, they're elected throughout the state. They represent all parts of the state, and corn is grown in every county in North Dakota. And so they are always talking to other growers. It's not just their personal perspective. And they try to bring that forward, set aside, you know, perhaps their personal biases or what they think. They sprinkle that in as well. But they're really trying to be the voice of the other corn growers that they represent throughout the state so that they can bring their voice and be that voice for them.